You are listening to Jimmy and Carl's Rusty Bumper Podcast, presented by Retro Hobby.
Welcome to Jimmy and Carl's Rusty Bumper Podcast, brought to you by Retro Hobby, your one-stop shop for all your hobby needs. Check them out at check them out at retrohobby.com or on YouTube and Facebook.
Jimmy and Carl here. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. I jumped on you a little bit, I thought.
Jimmy? Carl? Which?
I'm here.
Guys, we got to figure out these intros. I don't know.
It's complicated.
Okay, this is that went off the rails before we even started.
I was giving Carl you were supposed to launch that one. This was your show. You were driving the ship this week.
Oh, you're launching?
We learned the hard way that me and driving is not a great combo.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But you're not driving now. You're at home. Are you on your video game? He's got this crazy video game where he's got like three screens and a steering wheel and a gas pedal, and he's online driving all the time.
I just zoomed through the Baja. That was you would not have believed some of the stunts I pulled. It was great.
Aren't all the people you're racing like 3-year-old or 11-year-old German kids that just
and midgets?
Yeah, well, that's true. Anyway, sorry about that, everybody. Welcome to the Rusty Bumper Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. Lydia here. We got Carl. We got Jimmy. We got the trio.
Yeah, we're like the triangle offense for the Bulls. You know, none of us really understand it, but when somebody's open, don't pass it to them. Give it to Jordan.
Don't give it to them.
Yeah, right. Just give it to Jordan. And we don't have a Jordan in our triangle. So
no, we're like a triangle without Jordan.
Yeah, we're a triangle offense without Jordan, which turns out to be nothing.
Just three guys wandering around aimlessly. Mm-hmm,
bumping into each other. Lydia, how are you doing? How's everything at home?
Oh, I'm all right. I think I had a little too much coffee today because I just got a million things going through my head and I'm jittery a little bit. But thanks for asking.
Well, I thought you were going to go with that you needed to pee. But, you know, and Carl will tell you, we're doing the diaper thing and it's working out fine.
That's working out for you guys?
Yeah.
14 hours.
I get so much done. Ever since that astronaut chased that guy and wore diapers, remember that?
I was years just going to say, she's actually a hero of mine. I have her on one of my, what do you call them? Those boards.
Really? Your chat board?
Yes.
Oh, on your dream? Oh, on your future dream board.
Yeah, dream board.
Yeah. But I was like, wow, that's a great idea. Just wear a diaper. You get so much more done.
You get a lot of work done that way.
And you can actually make one with a couple of terry towels and a longer rubber band. You don't even need to do the store-bought.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's how I raised Jason. Speaking of which, we got a recorded question from someone named Jason in Manitoba.
Oh, but Manitoba.
Before we get into that, I just want to remind everybody, if you have a question, you can email them to us at jimmycarlpod@retrohobby.com. That's Carl with a C. Just think cool Carl and you're on it. You got the right letter.
Does anybody have the passcode to that email account? Because I can't find it.
Oh, obviously. I'll have to look through my document. But let's get into it. So Jason from Manitoba says, let's hear. Okay. Guys, I'm just a simple man from Canada. So I'm going to keep my questions simple. What do you make of baby on board signs on cars?
Oh, God. Oh, Carl.
Here we go.
Yeah.
If I may lead off on this, I don't trust them. How many times have you seen a baby on board sign and you get right up to next to them? Because I'd like to look at people at stoplights. Yeah. I just stare them down and I crane my neck. I look into their back. I try to get as much information as I can about the driver that I'm scooting down the highway with.
Yeah.
And I rarely see a baby in there.
I don't know why we're pretending that you're not talking about me. I put one on my car because I find that you get a better response time from emergency vehicles if they think there's something that's actually valuable in the car.
But follow that logic through, okay? When do they see it? How do they know it? You mean when when you've already crashed and they're showing up with the jaws of life and they see baby on board, they're going to rip you out of there faster?
no, they're going to go for the baby, aren't they? And they're not going to find it. And I'm just going to get left in the smoldering wreckage.
That's right.
It's a solid plan, though. I get why you were thinking that. And you might as well have the ambulance on call, on speed dial.
Well, you know, I moved on. I actually went to the next level. I don't know if you've seen my Mazda recently, but I put six of those scrolling LED signs on it.
Yeah.
And I can communicate with almost anybody at the stoplight. I can post my phone number. I can actually tell people that I am single.
Well, you inadvertently posted your social security number.
Yeah, I get all the numbers. There's still also nine numbers. It's crazy.
He's got everything. He's got all of his files attached to it somehow, all of his Google files. So stuff will come up there that you would not believe. Like the other day, I was following him, and he had his journal screening across that thing. It was like, and there was some personal stuff, and some of it was about you, Lydia, and me.
Well, you know, I appreciate a man that can be vulnerable to the public. We need more of that.
I don't know.
I think that's good.
All right. It felt like vomit to me. Like he was just vomiting out his soul. And I pulled up next to him and I craned at him and I was looking for the baby, of course, just out of habit.
You guys know I'm a pretty good editor. I can edit that journal stuff down for you. I used to be an editor for a newspaper for a hot set. I got fired pretty quick, but I still got a couple tricks up my sleeve.
I could star the pages that I'd rather you don't look at.
Well, I would start with right away the pages when you were a lock key kid, you know, and had time alone at your house with nothing to do, nothing on your hands except plenty of time. Yeah, we don't need to. No one needs to read that.
Well, for what it's worth, it was therapeutic for me to get it all on paper.
Well, it's not even a good story. We all know how it's going to end.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guys. Wait, hold on. I think we got a call-in question.
Oh, excellent. Ooh. All right.
Are we ready for that?
Let's talk cars finally for a second, shall we?
Do we have someone on the line here?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Jenny. Hi, Lydia. Hi, Jenny. Hi, Carl.
Hey, hi, Jenny. Welcome to the Rusty Bumper Podcast. How can we help you? What's going on?
Thank you. Yeah, I wondered if you guys could help me. Have you guys heard of that TikTok hack where you can defrost your windshield by pouring boiling water on it?
What?
I'm sure you've seen that one. It's really popular. I thought I would give it a try. And you see, it cracked my windshield and now it's leaking.
Yep.
Can you give me some advice? Oh, I wish you wouldn't have done that.
Can I offer up a suggestion? Carl, you want to jump in there first? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, is there frost on it? No. So glass half full, right?
TikTok hack completed. But I was just going to say, like, now you're already in this situation and you probably want your windshield repair. Do you have any handguns? Because I would just put a bullet through it and call the insurance company.
Yeah, or just get rid of the glass altogether. You know, there's nothing wrong with a little wind going through your hair.
Just get on the highway and ride somebody's ass and hope that they have, you know, that they go crazy on you.
Shoot some rocks at, you know, they can shoot the gravel up and then you see the insurance company's not going to balk at that.
No. Hire some kids to drop a brick from a bridge while you drive under it. But that takes a lot of timing. It's harder than it looks.
And you have to have good aim for that one. Yeah. That can seriously mess you up.
Here's the key. You could drop the brick earlier than you think.
What do you guys think about driving through a protest? Because usually people get pretty aggravated. You can lose a lot of glassware.
That's a good idea.
That's a two birds, one 12 stones kind of situation.
Yeah.
I hope that answers. Does that answer your question? Have we helped you in any way?
I think I can probably make one of those work. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know, you got a great voice.
Oh, really? Sure so much.
Fantastic. I mean, have you ever considered voiceover work or DJ stuff?
Well, I haven't, but you know, I follow that TikTok, so I may have to just make my own.
You should. Carl, what's that? Yeah. What's that thing? You're always on the phone listening to women. What's that? She should do that. What's that company you call?
Oh, it's the little mini listening devices you can get from China. I just put them around in different handbags and stuff.
Oh. Okay, my bad. All right. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
God, her voice just, it was a hug. Mm-hmm. She helped us. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can find out relationship status of the people who call in? Yeah,
that's good.
I can do that for you, Carl.
Could you do that, Lydia? That'd be great.
I'll sniff it out for you.
Yeah, but Carl, go smooth, yeah. Okay? Don't just jump in like
you do. I'm not going to jump in.
Oh, God.
I'm the king of subtlety.
You know who she reminded me of a little bit? Lydia, I don't want to bring up some bad stuff, but it sounded like your sister, God rest her soul. Yeah.
Rest her soul.
I thought you were going to say that.
Except your sister only screamed. She never talked.
She was very loud. When the voice started to lose, it did have a lovely quality
to it. That's true. It like got scratchy. Jenny. Yeah, that's good. All right. Who can we help next? Ooh. I feel like being of service.
This show is going great so far.
I think we're really hitting our stride, you guys. Mm-hmm.
This is the one we submit to the potties.
Yeah.
That's the podcast.
I'm well aware.
I love the potties.
The potties. Last year, man. But you know, it's those two football player brothers that keep winning it.
They're all the time. Every time. It's so rigged.
Man.
They're cute. I can never remember their names, though.
Kelsey. Kels.
The Kelcha.
K-E-L-S. UI.
That's probably it.
Kelsey.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we got Sorry, I didn't want to cut you off.
No, I was going to say that Carl played football. He was a safety.
That's right.
Yeah.
I never saw a lot of field time, but I was a pretty decent little force on the team, just in terms of morale and bringing everybody together.
And for practice, they would practice hitting you.
Yeah.
You were their tackle dummy.
Somebody's got to warm those benches, Carl. And those benches get cold. So
they're not going to warm themselves.
That's exactly
right. I was the mascot. I was the Viking. We all three went to high schools together. And I have this huge Viking head on. But people would beat the crap out of me.
Especially when
I did the baseball games and people had bats and stuff.
Yeah.
People hate stuffed mascots.
You had about a 40% emergency room visit quotient. It was
broke two clavicles during the volleyball season. Right
away
out
games
of the
game. Were even worse.
Yes, because then everyone would join in.
Everybody hated you then.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I think we have a recorded question here.
All right,
well, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let me see.
Hey everyone, this is Marshall from Omaha, Nebraska. I drive a 2006 Chrysler 300.
Oh, that's a good car.
And on my way home from work the other day, the window fell down on the passenger side, and now it will not roll back up.
Boy.
You guys have any ideas to help me fix this?
Yeah, it's a roller problem. In your door, if you open up your door, which I don't recommend because you can't get them back. I mean, if anybody's opened their door, you got to take everything off. And then you try to, you take it off, you see the parts, you work and you put it right back. But there's these rubber rollers that grab your window and they roll them up and they roll them down. And it sounds to me like it fell off those roller tracks.
Yeah.
You want to know what worked for me one time, you guys?
Yeah.
I was in a bind and my window was stuck down. I used the pasties on my strapless bra, slapped them up against the window, gave it a little tug up. And that sucker came right back up.
Jesus, Lydia, what kind of glue are you using on the pasties?
Well, it's those silicone, for the strapless bras for the, I got big ones, so.
I know you do. Yeah, especially the right one.
All right?
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah,
you can get some
decent suction on those things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my fix, but I mean, that's all I wanted to.
Jesus, with glue like that, how do you get them off when you're home at the end of the day?
I soak in the tub for about 2 hours with a glass, with a bottle of wine.
Okay.
I can tell you from something I heard, you don't, I left Mr. Pink's once and I had those suction cups all over my head and it takes like about 3 days to disappear.
And the bruising. Yeah.
I never knew that's how you got them. I thought you did some cupping and
that was just his cover.
I see.
It was my cover. Well, because they banned me and I didn't want a lot of people to know that I'd snuck back in.
Got it.
They don't understand you like I do.
No, thank you, Lydia.
Fine. Nobody understands him like you do, Lydia.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, what a wonderful episode. I feel like this one went really well. Just to clean that last one up, though, just leave the window in there. Do not try to get it out unless you've got some pasties. Other than that, I would just leave it down there and let God's breath, the fresh air, just blow right in your car. What's wrong with that? That's Remember, right. We all had buggies and horses back in the day. So, you know, just pretend you're making your way across this country. All right. Well, that's it today for the Rusty Bumper podcast. Again, we are sponsored by Retro Hobby, located in Salina, Kansas. They are the online retailer of die-cast model kits and other hobby products. Have you been in there lately, Carl?
I have not. I got to make another visit.
You would love it. And the cars look so real, you feel like you could drive them. Don't you think, Lydia?
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Mm-hmm. Very realistic. I just want to just climb right in them sometimes.
Yeah, I know. If only we could be miniaturized. But that's coming. Yep. That's coming. Once we get the chips
right around the corner.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That was based on a real story.
That's right. And as always, we like to end with... Carl's Corner. You got anything on your mind, Carl?
I do. I got something I've been dying to tell you guys. You know, Jimmy, Lydia, I got a couple side hustles going, and one of them is the human cadaver business that I started. Listeners may not know, I did a little stint on CSI Albany about 2 years ago, and they really said I did a pretty nice job in the morgue scene.
Yeah.
Thanks. And so I thought I'd do a little bit more of it. And it's been a good gig. I've done some stuff with the, independent films. I did one thing at the fire department where the trainees pulled me out of a building. And anyway, long story short,
a side gig. They didn't want you there. You got in some trouble. And speaking of, get the body out of my my freezer in the garage. I'm going to kill myself a wild bison, and I need some room.
I'll get on that. But I wanted to get to this one point. Like 2 weeks ago, I took a gig, a cadaver gig, what I thought was a fraternity party. It turned out to be a religious group. And I can't talk about what specifically happened. But my point is, get a contract that's super specific about what is in your, what's in the job description. And really, don't be afraid to go into great detail, because sometimes if you leave it vague, they will take advantage
of it. Cross your T's and dot your I's. And also, when he called me and I took him to the emergency room, and using the excuse, hey, I slipped in the shower and fell on the shampoo bottle, doesn't work.
No. Does not.
Wow, you guys saved all the best advice for the very tail end of this sucker. My God, that's like lawyer advice right there.
Yeah,
all those small business people out there, just be warned. I mean, I'm trying to look on the bright side. I'm back to eating solid foods, but I don't think, you live and learn and do better the next time.
Yeah, fantastic. They got a chopstick up his pee-pee too.
God, where did that come from? What? Now, I think you need to get a new doctor, maybe.
It was a terrible party.
All right.
Okay. All right, everybody. I think that's it. We'll see you next week on Jimmy and Carl's Rusty Bumper Podcast with our quarterback and driver, Lydia.
Thank you, Lydia.
Subscribe.
Thank you for listening to Jimmy and Carl's Rusty Bumper Podcast, presented by Retro Hobby. To have your question answered on the show, be sure to send us a recording or an email to the address listed in the description. While you're at it, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you happen to be listening, and share it with your friends. We'll see you next week.